Together, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. But this is the Azov Gospel Church New Year's message. So throughout the day, you receive the many messages. I really want to share the prayer topics briefly. This is the second year. First, second, third RTC. Age of RTC. Then we should really have that eternal masterpiece. And this is the message that we will grab hold on to, and we have to really revive them, a team ministry. This is the team ministry, eternal masterpiece. Then that it means the team ministry. This is the answer that we will receive throughout this year. Acts 11:26 was the scripture. And throughout this next year, our prayer topic will be first and most our. We should really need to have the partisan to enjoy the covenant. In another word, this covenant in Mount Calvary, Jesus really finished all these problems. This is the covenant that you must really enjoy. 2023, this is the last day of the 2023, then from tomorrow we'll have the 2024. Then things that was really going went well, things that it didn't really go well. Personally, I will remember this year, however, because of the heart attack, then I fell once. So I was really facing to death. However, God let me live for the sake of the word evangelization. And to all of you, God really made me and gave me the chance to revive you. But it's all now past. So we will be really departing for the next year. So the things didn't go well this year, you have to just discard it. Because we truly, if we don't really understand this gospel, which is this Christ, if you're really outside of Christ, what kind of problems you fall into? Genesis 3:6-11. You will fall into that because that's your past. You live your life as if the God doesn't really exist. Then you're centered with yourself, and if you are living like that, you have no choice but to follow all these materials in this world. There's no system of earning money, but you have the desire and greed to make money. Then sooner or later we will have the spiritual problems. That is the Acts 13:16-19. People will fall into the superstitions, all this fortune telling, or rituals, or the God, man-made idols, because they misunderstood that those would be their own solution. So they will have all these problems every day. That will be the mental disease. If they really live like this, then your problem in your mind, in your heart, those things won't be really solved, because it keeps coming back. Then it will really give you the physical problems in your body. And because of this, and then you will have the severe problems of the future, and then you will even have the spiritual inheritance will be really passed on to the next generations. Then you have no choice but to fall into the 12 problems. So these 12 problems we will fall into, and Jesus Christ really finished everything at Mount Calvary. That is, then Christ solved all the problems recorded in the John 19:30. I have finished everything. Then we'll grab hold on to this covenant, and that's how we depart for the year of 2024. Then these things were imprinted in ourselves. Then it was rooted in me. Then we were really having the root, imprint of the slavery, root of the captives in the nature of the colony, and have no choice but to have the disasters and curses. And that's why God really promised us that the Messiah will be sent. So this Christ really came, and he even died for me on the cross. And they really promised that the Savior will be sent, and this Satan's head will be really crushed. That will be the end. And that's how the Christ really finished. This Christ, Exodus 3:18, it says that you have to give the offering of the blood, sacrifice of the blood. Then this covenant was really given from the beginning. Then Isaiah 7:14 says, look, the virgin will give a birth to a son, then we call him Emmanuel. So enjoying this is the enjoying the Christ. Every single day, every moment, we really have to enjoy this. Matthew 16:16, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That should be the complete answer for your life. And it will be the complete answer, complete reply. And that's what you really have to enjoy. So really, the Mount Calvary, the covenant of the Mount Calvary is now given as the mission at Mount Olives. What kind of walk of faith? We should be really grab hold on to the covenant of the mission that is given by God. If you grab hold on to the covenant of the mission, then that's how much you can really receive the answers. So you are going through this journey, and then first the reason is to really build and form the partisan. Then what is this journey? Every single time, whenever you meet them, you really have to make them into the disciples. No matter where, no matter whom you're going to meet, you don't really judge them. But you have to make sure that you will heal them. If you don't heal them in the gospel, you cannot really heal anyone. Then stop nagging at your family. Just unconditionally, you have to heal them, nurture them, and that's how you can really have the family evangelization. Then through you, then you will be the witness to revive 237 nations. And that is why your the posterity will be really revived. And that's your mission. Every single person that you meet, you have to really heal them, revive them. And that's your mission for the sake of the world evangelization. If you really grab hold onto the covenant, then you will really listen to the message. Then that's how you can really restore the message. Those who really don't really grab hold onto the covenant, and these people will just don't take it seriously about the worship and the God's word. But God didn't really call you for nothing, but He called us to really give us the accurate mission. The marks up a room. Then five time schedule will be revealed. Acts 2, the five time schedules. 2:1, Acts 2:1. So that when the time comes, because the Holy Spirit kind of came upon them, then that's when the work of the Holy Spirit was really taking place. At the Mount Calvary, all this problem were really finished. So if you really grab hold on to the mission and then depart, then the Holy Spirit will be working upon you. That's when you have the Pentecost. That time. From 15 nations, and then all these people, specialist people, really got together. You should really see lots of people, and then from your business, and then you really have to pray. Acts 2:5. That time, on that day. At the end of the day, then that's when you really have the that you'll be really reviving. Now, when is this fourth time schedule? On that day, the 3,000 disciples were at it. On that day, the time schedule, 2:46 to 2:47, every day. He says every day. Every day you grab hold onto the pulpit message, and if you pray, and the answers will be at home, and even if you do nothing, and then the God's word will be fulfilled. These three things you grab hold on to, and as a covenant, you should enjoy them. I bless you to really remain in this covenant. Then secondly, you have the blessing of the meeting. Blessing of the meeting. That's what we call the team ministry. There are two different things. First, team ministry that will really establish yourself. Second, because you are really raised within the covenant, and you should really open up the team ministry. All the people will be really revived and then be blessed. It's not really about the nothing but the all this human relationship. So it's not really about you sell all these things, because you have to deal with all the people. All the blessing of the finances is the blessing of the meeting, because everything is in the meeting. The blessing written in the Bible, when you really revive others, and then that's when you really have this blessing. So you really have to, you shouldn't really have all these preferences. This person is bad, this person is that. You're the evangelist. No matter who they are, you really have to make sure that you're reviving them within the gospel. What is this? Those who revived others, you should revive them. Look at Joseph and Joseph. Then he really revived his own brothers and his tribes. When he really met Potiphar, and the person was really healed. When he was in the prison because of the Potiphar's wife, he really became the minister. The meeting of the Potiphar and Joseph. Even in the prison, he met King Pharaoh, he met the officers, because God really gave them the way. It doesn't really matter who actually Joseph really met. He had the message to revive them. That's why he even could enter into that. But there gotta be the demand, the buyer. Then you should really meet this person. Then that's how you can really sell things. But these things, the blessing of the meeting is called the team ministry. So you really have to like the people. And you can really accept all these people. You can really understand all these people. That's how we should be. Moses. God really gave the covenant of the land of Canaan. So Moses actually met the disciple like Joshua. And Joshua really grabbed hold of the covenant, and he went to the same place. And Samuel and David. The meeting of Samuel and David all the time, then the Israelites got really. Then this David and Samuel met David, and then since David was very small, and he was. Samuel blessed. The king of the world. When the president president will really take all, and the president of the U.S. will just put their hands on the Bible. It was the blessing of the meeting. Jesus Christ, those who really met the Jesus Christ, is the really solution. We have to help them, we have to love them, and then we really have to make sure that we can revive them when we meet each other. And then even when you talk, then we should really have this healing. And Paul and Lydia, Priscilla and Aquila, Paul and Jason, Paul and the people in the 16, Roman 16 people. And Rome was really evangelized through all these people. That's why you should really revive all these people that you met, judging them, criticizing them. That's not something that we need to do. The Antioch Church, Antioch was really blessed. How? Because that church is the one that where God's hand is with them, the hand of the Creator. The Peter on the Mount in the Galilee. They actually, he couldn't catch even one fish. Then his net got hurt and got broken. Then Jesus said to him that you really have to put that thing, the net, away. Then the Galilee is where the Peter actually was born and grew up. And then Jesus actually didn't have any idea what to do. Then he doesn't really have the experience. But Jesus said that you have to put your net over there. Then he anyway followed. Then Peter actually called his brother Andre, and that's how the there was the full of fish in the net. Then Peter was apologizing to Jesus that I don't even have. So truly he became the center. If there's no Peter's confession, then there was no way for us to believe in the God. Until he really comes for the second time. Truly, he is the one who really solved all the problems. And the Galilee, the Lake of Galilee, all these things were actually created by God. The fish that is in the lake is created by God. God said this because everybody knows. And then they really had these tremendous blessings in your study, in business, and in field. Then I really hope that God's hand will be with you. Because God's hand was with them, then they could see the grace of God. Then usually the church where heals the people, then God's grace can be really seen. Our church is the church where the all these people will be healed. We can really see the grace of God. We should really have the rumor. If you go to the other gospel church, you will be encouraged. Then you can really have the answers. Then God's covenant is really fulfilled. If someone said you shouldn't go to the church because of this person, you shouldn't really go. Then that's a very destroyed church, devastated church. Whoever comes to our church, we should really make sure that we can heal them. If you really have the criminal game, why did he really commit crime? We can even ask and we can even judge them. However, Jesus said in the Bible that it's not really the curses or the sins of this person or his parents. If you really look at them with the eyes of the gospel, then we can really make sure that we can really revive them. You're very serious and then you can take care of yourself. But maybe by appearance you may look like that, but inside it's not. We should really have God's hand. Then we should really make sure that we will revive them. All the time with the word of God and the gospel, we can heal them. Those people who can't really fall asleep if you don't talk about others. These things we should discard. Revive them, then that's the team ministry. Because there will be the rumor, then people will gather. There will be the Greek lady. In another word, all the politicians and the economical people, financial people were gathering. And this church was really blessed. And people were having so much hard time. And then he really gave us the blessing of the finances because God really that all the people can be really healed, and then all the people will be really changed if you go to this church. When they meet the elders, when they really meet senior deacons and deacons and deaconesses and the remnants, and will be all changed. And that's how the people will be really gathering. Even though the country itself was in famine, we cannot even have the evangelism and missions. And still, through the Antioch church, he even gave the power of the finances so that they can really have the word evangelization. I really hope that this is the beginning for this new year. We should really have this. Through you, all these disciples will be raising. And that's why the other gospel church was founded, and then through the message, this is the message that we have been received. From now on, there have been the five districts, Tarapan, and within that, there are like 19 Tarapan. Continuously, we have to gather there. Then we have to make sure that we have to have the forum, and then the door of the evangelism will be taking place, and then these people will come to the church, and then if the team ministry was really is will be really taking place, and then that's how that we can really scatter and spread it. So this kind of church should be really open up the door of evangelism, and we should make sure that we will be spreading. And I really believe that this word of God will be fulfilled. Pastor, you said this. Really, you have to wait. You have to enjoy. You have to wait. You have to enjoy the covenant. And you grab hold onto this covenant. I really hope that you can really enjoy this covenant. If you're really destroyed, there's no way for us to really revive any kinds of people. If you really have the money in your pocket, that's how you can really give them. If you don't have, even if you want to give it, it will be still burdensome for yourself. You should have that in your hand. If you have it, and then you can really boldly can give. If you have the very rich messages, and then that's how you can really give that to that person. First and most, for the sake of the team ministry, you have to prepare yourself. Then it will be easier and easy for you to give that to them. It will be very easy to there was the like poor person on the street. Then this person actually gave the money to this poor people. Then really it's a really big vessel. I'm not quite sure how the Japanese will be doing. If they're the garlic, and the every single things will be really divided, then the Korean people will just give that away. So we the Koreans tend to have lots of forms. Get rid of that, and then let's just make sure that we can really revive all these people, and then please make this eternal masterpiece to really revive the people. Let us pray. First, second, third age of RTC, let us really have the eternal masterpiece through the team ministry. Let us really be able to revive all these people that we meeting. Let us all pray together.